Hello! Welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Jump Then Fall from Fearless, Taylor's version.
Ugh! The best song.
Devin Stan song.
Oh, the best song. And today we are moving on to the K songs, because if you missed last week, there's only one J song so far for Taylor Swift. And there only happens to be one K song as well.
Yes.
Short letters here.
Yes.
Short but good.
Yes, very good.
And it just so happens to be King of My Heart from Reputation.
Yes.
King of My Heart is the 10th track on Reputation.
Reputation was released on November 10th, 2017, and this song was co-written by Max Martin and Shellback.
Our guys. King of My Heart has been played live 55 times by Taylor. Most of them were on her Reputation tour, of course. She also played it once acoustically for her friend's engagement party, this guy named Alex Goldschmidt, I guess. And you can see this video on YouTube, and he surprises his fiance with Taylor, and she plays King of My Heart for them.
So freaking cool.
Yeah. Jealous.
Why wasn't Taylor at our engagement party?
Yeah, Drew.
Or wedding.
Yeah, Drew. I thought you said you had connections.
In the Reputation tour performance, Taylor has giant drums and drummers out on stage with a classic Taylor tour drum choreography moment, which usually happens at least once in Taylor's tours.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of big drumming moment.
Yep.
I usually can like facilitate a costume change of some sort, but that's this song during the Reputation tour. And then the lead backup dancer in this number named Christian Owens was also on the 1989 tour as a backup dancer and is Taylor's love interest in her Lover music video.
Wow.
Yeah, so she really liked working with him.
Cool.
So, Devin,
yeah.
What do you think about King of My Heart?
I've really liked this song since I first heard it back when Reputation was released. One of the only songs I liked at that time, as we have talked about previously.
Mm.
Also, Getaway Car, and I purchased those two on iTunes.
Just those two?
I believe so.
Hence why he was not invited to
the
Reputation Stadium tour when I went.
Hence. So this was one that, like, I was initially drawn to, obviously. The song is so epic and grand. It is like this exaltation of love and affection, you know? The first lines, though, are, like, so... They, like, really hit home for me, and, like, I'll talk about this in my relate to, but I'm perfectly fine. I live on my own. I made up my mind. I'm better off being alone.
Mm.
You know, it's... Yeah, I'll get to that in the relate section.
Okay.
Then she meets this person, and where she's in this place where she feels perfectly content. You know, she might not be fully happy or whatever, but she's okay, and she's herself, and she's... with herself, and that is the perfect place, people, to meet someone. That's where you need to be. That's like baseline relationship starter point.
Liking your own company.
You have to be okay with yourself.
Mm.
And so those first lines are so important, I think, in this song, because she was at this point with Joe where she could be fully open with him because she was herself.
I like that.
You know? And, you know, then you get to the line, trying out calling her baby like she's trying on clothes.
Yeah.
You know, there's this person now in her life that is trying to be with her and is giving, you know, the pet names, quote unquote. And it's suddenly new and fresh. And you can feel the newness in the lyrics. It's really cool. And then you get just this wild drop of dubstep, which is kind of just comes out of nowhere, really, because, you know, the first bit is like piano and it's very quiet, and then it's just like, you know, and
it's dubstep.
All the synthesizers there. That is technically dubstep.
Interesting.
I believe that's a sawtooth wave.
Wow.
So there's like a couple of different waves of sound, and it gives it that like really like sound. It's like it's the sound of anyway.
No, that's really interesting. That's something that I, like, have never thought of or heard of, so that's really interesting.
it totally changes the feeling of the song. So now she's talking about a kingdom inside her room.
Mm-hmm.
And you move to me like a Motown beat. And you get kind of this more sultry, sexy side.
Yeah.
So the first part, this piano is very, you know, timid maybe. She's starting this off. She's with this person. And then you get the passion of this, you know, Motown beat and all these other guys who drive all these crazy expensive cars can't take me where you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh! And then you get, like, these giant, like, chords where she exclaims, and all at once, you are the one I have been waiting for, king of my heart, body, and soul. And you get these really long whole note chords underneath her where it kind of feels like you're in church. And she's exclaiming this just like, here I am. We've gone through these steps in our relationship, and now you are literally the only person that I've ever wanted in my whole life, body and soul.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so powerful, and again, all I can think of is this word, like, exaltation.
You know? That's really good.
She's exclaiming to the world, you are all I want. And then you get this cool heartbeat that's, and all at once,
yeah,
I've been waiting. And then, of course, you get all those, like, crazy drums.
Yeah.
And I can only think that maybe just signifies just kind of, like, what your brain feels like when you're first in love. And you kind of, like, you're thinking all these different thoughts and just all this crazy stuff. And you just keep repeating to yourself, I've been waiting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like you said, on the tour, that's where those drums come in.
Yeah.
Because she really likes that. And then you get kind of the repeat of it. So you have, again, like the very quiet verse. And then you get the pre-chorus again where she sings about the Range Rovers and the Jaguars. And the second time through the pre-chorus there, she has this awesome moment where she sings, when you're a Motown beat.
So prove to me I'm your American queen. Mm-hmm. You move to me like I'm a Motown beat.
Mm-hmm. And
you rule the kingdom inside my room.
Inside my room. Oh! Look out for that, guys. So good. Great moment. And then you have the chorus again. So good. And then you have that bridge, which is just like, I mean, it's so good.
It's a fantastic bridge.
It's so good. Just how she sounds. Is this the end of all the endings? My broken bones are mending. It's just so good. Then the outro is great, and you have her voices put through the vocoder again there in the end, and it's like the crazy, like, wobbly version of her voice that she sounds there.
Is that like when it's like when she's saying, like, waitin', waitin'?
Well, and all at once you are the one I have been waiting for, king of my heart, when it's like layered. Body and soul. And all at once. So that quiet part going back into the final chorus.
Yeah.
And her voice is vocodered quite a bit in this song, too.
Interesting.
Just, like, delicate.
Yeah.
This is for the best.
Yeah, it was a big thing she did in rap.
Yeah, Max Martin, Shellback, they liked doing that with this stuff. So, really cool song. I really like it.
How about you? What do you think of this song?
I love King of My Heart. I remember when I first heard it as part of Reputation, listening to the whole album for the first time, and just being so happy for Taylor that she could find love like this and then put it into a song that conveys that feeling so well. I was like, yes, king of my heart, body and soul, you go, girl. And, like, I love, like, the beat in the beginning and, like, kind of, like, the snaps and, like, how it kind of is, like, quiet, but you're, like, you kind of can groove to it. And then, like, the verses are slow and then they kind of build and move into, like, the more fast-paced chorus. I kind of feel like it's, like, as the relationship builds, so does the song. You know, it's, like, take it slow, pull back. Full forward, take it slow. You know? I like it. I think she sounds amazing on the song. And especially, like, on that all-at-once moments when you were saying, like, when she's proclaiming. And then at the end as well, like, her voice, it just sounds so cool. And you were saying it's a vocoder. I just love it. I love the tone of her voice in this song. The bridge is one of my favorites of hers. I love how fast it is, and then the way she enunciates her words in it, and especially the lyrics I love. Up on the roof with schoolgirl crush, drinking beer out of plastic cups. Like, I just love the way she sounds on those lyrics. And then also I remember hearing that line and just thinking, yay, like, Taylor's finally getting a real young adult experience. She's drinking beer out of a plastic cup, you know, because, like, for her, that's something novel. Like, she's experiencing this thing that, like, she probably hadn't really gotten to because she was this, like, huge star, mm-hmm. you know? Like, how often are celebrities using solo cups, you know? Which is such a thing for teens and young adults because it's the cheapest way to drink beer at a party, you know? So it's just, like, it's cute that she finally gets to have, like, more, like, a regular person experience when she was in hiding and just building this relationship with Joe, you know? And I was very happy for her because of some of that. You know, even though she's also talking about guys who drive Range Rovers and Jaguars, you know? So you got both sides to it. But yeah, I think it's a, just like a really great pop song. I think it builds the way a relationship builds. Mm-hmm. I love all the different lyrics that you pointed out as well. And I love, yeah, like how it's like innuendo, sexy, sultry, but also just full of like love too. And just like joy.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think of the Range Rovers and Jaguars as a callback to Endgame.
Oh.
You know, like the music video where she's going and driving around with Playboys and stuff and like on yachts and in expensive cars and whatever. And then also, you know, this is the 10th song, so it's towards the end of the album. And those are the more personal songs for her, I think. And so I feel like this is kind of like she's talking about a life that she might not have had, but people think she does, you know? Doesn't seem like she was ever interested in those Range Rovers and Jaguars, you know? Like,
well, there's, they might be references to certain things. Gossip Gab might have some information on that.
I see.
Well, plus she says, say you fancy me, not fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Like finding someone who loves her for her, not because of who she is. Yeah. Like, not because she's Taylor Swift, but because of, like, who she is inside.
Right. The goofy, cat-loving, nerdy, amazing person that she is.
But, like, yeah, and incredibly talented. Like, loving her for her.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool.
That this reputation that she has, like, that doesn't affect their relationship.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Devin?
Huh.
So you mentioned a little earlier that you do relate to King of My Heart. How?
King of My Heart.
I stumbled on my words.
The idea of 1 minute feeling totally fine by yourself and content and like you're going through the motions and you know, have an apartment that you are you're subletting an apartment and you're auditioning and taking dance class and going kind of like from job to job with acting, but then you're also doing, you know, catering and stuff and but like you're okay and like you're making money and you're living in New York City and like you're content. That was me. Like until I met you. So it was like, there was all this time where like, I was fine being single. I was good. I was myself. Like, I was in a very good place. And so that's why I think it's important to be there when you find somebody who you don't know if you're going to spend the rest of your life with. They could be like your body and soul, basically. And I didn't know that that was you when we first met. I knew it on like the third date, but I didn't know it when we like first met, you know? But then to think that like I was fine being alone. But once you meet that person, you're thinking, how on earth could I ever be fine being alone? You know? And that's what this song, I think, is. It's that idea and that revelation that like there is somebody else on this planet who I want to be with forever and always, you know? And like, yeah, sure, being by myself is fine, like I can get by, but why do that when I can have this person who is the king of my heart? You know?
Yeah.
So that's how I relate.
I like that.
Because, yeah. Here we are, gushing again.
I know. I was like, it's another love song. Gonna gush again. Sorry.
Y'all, she writes so many of these.
We can't relate to them.
You know?
Especially because we were, like, together at this time, too. Like, especially those ones.
Yeah. How do you relate?
Yeah. I mean, I love that line, too. I think, though, it's also important to show, too, like, that she says, I made up my mind. I'm better off being alone. So it's like this, like, feeling of, okay, like, I've done that, didn't work for me, I made up my mind, but then she meets him. And so I definitely relate to that feeling where, like, before I met you, I hadn't, like, been on a date for almost a full year. Like, I was like, I can't do this, I need to not date anyone, I need to focus on me. And then I definitely had never made up my mind, I'm better off being alone. I always was a hopeless romantic, but I had made up my mind that I wasn't going to actively seek it out at sure. that time. But what I most relate to in this song is the idea of like, what I most relate to in this song is the idea of suddenly feeling love so deeply and in a different way than ever before, and then just knowing that that person is the right one. So she says, like, and all at once, you are the one I have been waiting for. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, I felt that moment of clarity in our relationship where I was like, oh my God, like, all at once I, like, knew. And I was like, this is the person for me. And it's, like, the coolest feeling when that hits you, and you just know that, like, oh my God, they have my heart. It just happened. Like, you don't always know that it's happening until suddenly you realize it, and you're like, oh, wow. Yeah. And so I think that's cool. And I remember, like, when I first heard this song being like, oh, she gets it. Like, it sounds dramatic, you know? Like, you're the one I've been waiting for, like, king of my heart, body, and soul. But it's like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like, she feels it. And I totally, totally get that feeling. I also love the whole, like, you try and calling me baby. Like, that's usually, like, my tell when I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love, is when I like started calling you baby. I'm like, whoa, like it just came out, you know? It's one of those things where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, obviously, like you guys all know I'm like a total romantic. And so I obviously love and relate to the bridge. You know, is this the end of all the endings? My broken bones are mending. Ugh. And just like, you know, your heart is mending by this person finding this love and all the past not right things that came before don't matter anymore. And I remember, you know, relating to that and being like, did I do it? Is this the end of all the endings? Did I find it? You know? And I did. So yeah. Sorry guys, another gushy love song. But I definitely relate to this song, and I think there's just so many great little lyrical gems in it.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip.
During her iHeartRadio Reputation album release party, Taylor explained about this song. I think it's really interesting when people talk about their love stories. Like when you guys blog about like me and my husband, me and my boyfriend, or just anybody talking about how they fell in love, there seems to be these definitive phases. And it doesn't matter how long that phase lasts, there seems to be a moment when you knew it transitioned into the next phase. People will be like, oh my God, we were friends for like 6 years and there was this moment and we knew and then it changed. Then there was this moment and it got deeper. Or like, I saw this person and there was this moment and we knew. Everybody has a different story with how they connect with someone else. What I find interesting are the moments where it switches, because you always hope that switch is going to move you forward and not backward, because it can happen both ways. It can happen either way. She went on, I've always wanted to structure a song where each individual section of the song sounded like a move forward in the relationship, but still be listenable. So I wanted the verse to seem like its own phase of a relationship, the pre-chorus to sound like its own phase of a relationship, and the chorus to sound like its own phase of a relationship. And I wanted them to have their own identity, but seem like they were getting deeper and more fast-paced as the song went on. So finally, I was able to achieve that in this song.
Huh.
Yeah.
You well, figured that out. Isn't that interesting?
I felt that too, though. I mean, she really succeeds in
absolutely.
Doing that.
Well, it's just cool. Okay, it's just like cool for me as analyzing this song that like I didn't know that she wrote it like that, and yet I felt like she wrote it like that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because of how each section, it changes.
How it sounds, how it feels.
The different synths underneath, how the different vibes,
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. As most of the romantic songs on Reputation describe Taylor and Joe Alwyn falling in love, I believe this song is also about him. The lyric, "So prove to me I'm your American queen," also points towards our favorite London boy.
Oh!
And then the lyric, "'Cause all the boys in their expensive cars with their Range Rovers and their Jaguars never took me quite where you do," points to both Calvin Harris, who drove a Range Rover, and Tom Hiddleston, who was photographed in a rented Jaguar when he and Taylor visited the UK. So those are kind of like pointed lyrics.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Range Rovers and the Jaguars never took me quite where you do. It's like a little bit of a dig, but also just like the idea like of like nothing before has felt like this type of love.
Yeah.
Which we get, obviously, in so many of her songs moving forward, especially in Lover.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a little bit of gossipy in there.
I should have known with something so specific.
That it would point to something. That it
has to point to something.
Yeah. And then, like, what I think is interesting is that Taylor actually has quite a history of talking about cars. Mm-hmm. With love interests. Like, you even think Tim McGraw, mm-hmm. with just a boy in a Chevy truck that had a tendency of getting stuck. Like, and then, like, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive.
Yep.
And Picture to Burn. So there's, like, always been these little, like, car references.
In a lot of songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getaway Car.
Yeah, yeah, same album.
It has a car in the name. It
has a car in the name. I think it's interesting, that little, like, way of hinting. Obviously, it's not so subtle here. Mm. All I had to do was Google their names and the name of the car, like, in the car, and, like, pictures came up.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Devin, what's your favorite line in King of My Heart?
So, I have to go with the dancing line.
Oh.
You move to me like I'm a Motown beat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know? Ugh, so good. And how specific, like a Motown beat. Now, when I think of Motown, I think of either, like, dancing songs or, like, baby-making music.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, smooth, swooning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Temptations. Like, My Girl.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's like, okay, we're gonna either move slowly, like a slow dance kind of move, especially if with the next line in The Kingdom Inside My Room.
Yes.
You know, so like moving to a Motown beat in our room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely supposed to, you know, reference that.
Yes. So anyway, like I just love the specificity of that. And like she could have said anything else.
Yeah.
And yet that is what she chose.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
I think that's really, really good. Why about you? What is your favorite line?
I love the line, "Is this the end of all the endings?"
Mm.
And I love the art that was made. There was like a blanket that Taylor Nation sold that had it. And like, I think Taylor painted it.
Oh, cool.
And it's like all multicolor and it's like down the middle. Is this the end of all the endings?
Mm, neat.
Yeah, and some Swifties have recreated it. So I'm like, maybe that's something we want to purchase. I love the line just as this like hopeless romantic who always like believed in true love.
Yeah.
So I love that. Is this the end of all the endings? Okay, Devin.
Ah.
From 1 to 10, beers out of plastic cups. What do you give this song?
That was what you chose for the...
Yeah, what other one would you want me to choose?
1 to 10 Motown beats.
Yeah, that could have been a good one, too.
1 to 10 Kings of My Heart.
Yeah, but that's the name of the song, so I try to not do that unless I have to.
That's fair.
You know, there's not as many, like, nouns. 1 to 10 Range Rovers and Jaguars.
Ooh.
Mm. That works, too.
Cool. Well, I'll take beers out of plastic cups.
Yeah.
One to ten, that works. Yeah. Beers out of plastic cups. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 9.
Nice.
9 beers out of plastic cups I will give this song. I really like it. It's really, really good. However, now that I have become a full Reputation stan through this process, there are a couple on here on Reputation that I do like more.
I see.
So King of My Heart is still an incredibly good song, and I love it a lot. And I give it a 9.
Nice.
How about you? From 1 to 10 beers out of plastic cups, what do you give it?
This is like a good run right now, I feel like, for us with letters.
Yeah.
I give it 10
nice.
Beers out of plastic cups. Which I could never drink.
Yeah.
10 beers out of plastic cups.
No.
I love this song. It's one of my favorites of all of her songs. I think it's in my top 30, maybe top 40.
Ooh.
Just huge fan of this song. I love a lot of her songs about love. I mostly love her songs about love on Reputation.
Yeah.
Like, they're just very personal, and they're also, like, dealing with, like, finding someone who accepts you for you, which is big for me.
Yeah.
I, like, just, that's really, like, such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of this song. Also, like, when we were doing this research, I listened to it on repeat, like, 6 times, and each time I was like, oh, this song's so good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like if you can listen to a song over and over,
for
and
sure.
each time be like, I'm perfectly fine, you know? Yeah, and just, it's so good live. Big fan of this song.
Oh, so good.
Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at Tay to Z Podcast and give us all your thoughts. How many beers out of plastic cups do you give this song?
How many?
Is this a song that you relate to? Is it one you don't? Is it one of your favorites on Reputation? Perhaps not. Let us know. Remember, you can find exclusive bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/TaTaZPodcast or the link in our bio or podcast description. And be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music.
And thank you as always so much to our patrons on Patreon. You are the absolute best. And thank you to our newest patron, Katie Deutsch.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, next episode, we're already moving on to the L's.
Wow. Going through these letters fast and furious.
Fast and furious. But we've got quite a few L's, I believe, as I'm looking at this list.
Yes, we are.
But the first one is Last Kiss from Speak Now.
Oh, wow. It's gonna be a juicy one.
Good one.
Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been TaTaZ.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.